the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. I tell you what,
did
Fat
Daddy
Boy.
Did Daddy help you?
He did. I was like, I'm having a computer issue here. And he walks over and does like two little taps. And like,
oh, I didn't look to see if you got the information though for the thing later. I sent you an email. I didn't know if it went through or not.
Oh.
But the suckers magnify it all to hell, like 1,000,000%.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's set. The factory default or whatever is preset at 90. Why?
Is that too small?
Yeah. 100% is like where you need to be.
Nah, I did forget you're in the club now.
So?
50.
And I'll tell you something.
50 years old.
Yeah.
Dude, my eyesight sucks the biggest, hugest ones.
Well, let me borrow it.
They
for a
do.
Yeah.
I tell you what, like, especially this one.
Are you
the
wearing
left
contacts
eye.
At all?
No, hell no.
Oh.
I would screw that up so bad. I don't think it's like gay or not if you wear contacts.
Well, why would you be wearing glasses?
Oh, if I wore contacts. Yeah.
Well, I sit there reading glasses.
See, I screwed up for years and didn't go to the eye doctor. And
it's right here.
Was just wearing readers, screwing it up even more. But, I can see out of my right eye when I close my left. You know, I can, like,
so
read
you have
and stuff. But when I close my right eye and look at my left, boy, it sucks.
God, you look like Buscemi from, was it Grown Ups? Sure, when he was cross-eyed, yeah.
I look cross-eyed when
yeah, wild
I'll
eyes.
Never be a pirate again for Halloween.
I look Sandler
like
movie.
Cross-eyed, mateys. Who's cross-eyed and lives under the sea? Batman Squarepants. We're doing all it.
Batman Squarepants.
We're doing all open phones for this entire. Don't you do it? Oh Jesus.
She already got it. She's got it in her
head
now.
We're going to start treating this studio like you're at a comedy show. Give us the phone. We're going to lock it in a Faraday cage.
I won't do it. It's
you can't
so
have that.
Tempting.
No, but write it down and do it later.
I'm going to put it in a bag.
I'll send it to you later.
or do it. I don't care. Like, just, you know, we're doing open phones for the entire hour. So anything, it's not, you know, and shame on me. I assume that. You know, someone right now, just now, could have just tuned in for the first time.
Yeah.
Tuned in.
I don't know what took them so long, but you know.
Tuning in. Diarrhea farts. Hey, wait, what are these guys? Let me listen here.
That's the first name of the show.
If you're going to take a picture of me turning into SpongeBob, you got to let me, like.
She won't tell you.
She got to let me pose for it. Like, I'm sitting sideways, gut all, like. Poked out.
It's always the
way
when you look the worst, and then she'll sit there and kind of like point it at you for 5 minutes to get the right picture. That's when she made me a baby, like in
that was good.
In the worst position.
So anyway,
I won't do
we're
it
doing an open phones. Just I'm gonna write it down for you, Paige. Sponge Matt Square Hairs.
Sponge Matt.
Okay.
That sounds like something Sugar Bear would have called you back in the day.
He called me Bubba. He wouldn't call me Jelly like the other coaches.
Harris. Stop throwing corn in the cafeteria.
If I stuck with it, I could be suing the DeFord estate right now, which is devaluing day by day.
I know, like, who you finna sue?
Okay. So after all of that, I'm not even, like, most shows would lie to you with two calls just dropped off.
God dang it.
I know. Well, maybe they had to go to work or.
Well, like, look, everybody tells you they go clock in, but they stay on the clock. Like,
yeah.
Or on the phone, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Fat Boy, you.
You want to.
I don't want to do anything like crazy heavy yet. I'm in a good mood. You know what I mean? Like.
Okay. Okay, well, then let's. Okay. Let's talk to Kelly. You want to talk to Kelly?
Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the Rise Guys. Is this your first time calling in? Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It is.
What can we do for you on this, I don't know where you are, but dreary and nasty and muggy but
it's rainy.
Yeah.
Mm. It's rainy.
Yeah.
And I need some advice I've been dating this guy for about 3 months now, and I just found out something about him that has just completely thrown me off.
What happened? What'd he do? What'd you do?
Okay, so his name's Mike. He's a great guy.
Oh, boy.
He's funny. He's smart. He treats me well. Everything's really, I mean, everything's been going great.
Yeah.
She said his name is Mike. Not Mike.
Lord God. I got two guesses already. One, that he was born a woman, or two, his last name.
Stop.
His last name is Hunt.
the latter.
Like, she doesn't want to say, "Oh, this is my boyfriend, Mike Hunt." You
one
don't want
two.
To do that.
Why not?
He should be Michael from then on. Okay, what's the issue here then, Kelly?
Well, Mike is bald.
Okay, I mean, this
Mike is bald.
It's not really an issue. Is it?
Well, except I found out he's not actually bald.
He shaves on. What do you mean?
Okay, so I'm at his house over the weekend. I'm looking through old pictures, and he's got a full head of hair.
So before he lost his hair, he had hair,
I guess.
Well, that's what I thought.
Okay, so I'm in la la land here. I'm not following here. What do you mean?
Okay, he told me that he still has all of his hair.
Oh no, I don't. Don't know what that means.
In 3 months, so, in 3 months, I've never seen this hair. He literally shaves it every day.
So, can you see like a recession? I guess you would call it like a recede. Like, is he doing this on purpose?
He shaves it every day.
So, you're telling us he's voluntarily bald on purpose?
That is exactly. Exactly.
You know, first off,
that's weird.
You've got to have the right head to be able to do that. You know, yeah. like I got a dent on this side of the head. I don't know what
soft
it was
spot.
From them trying to pull me out or whatever. But like I'd look like I was in an accident. I mean, I really do.
like Beldar.
Voluntarily bald, though, is a phrase I got to say. It's almost like the new words for homeless or like displaced or whatever. I've never heard that one before.
Neither had I.
Yeah.
And this really bothers you at this point?
Well, not because he's bald.
Well, okay. So it bothers you. Why does it bother you then, I guess I'm asking?
Because, okay, if you have hair,
yeah,
I think you should have hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds a little ridiculous, right? I mean, I don't know.
I know it does sound ridiculous, but...
I mean, a little. Like, if you don't like... Let's say... okay, I'm going to be very broad with this. Let's say that you're dating someone that their mom was from this side of the world and dad's from this side of the world, and they just don't like the texture of their hair, so they shave it off. I've got a great example I could say right now, but I won't do it. It is a little ridiculous, but what?
I feel like I'm dating a version of him that he created, and I mean, there's been no signs. This man's head was made to be bald, but then I see these pictures, and he has hair.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean a version of him? Like everybody, I posted a picture on Father's Day of me and my daddy from like 2005. I want to say. And
R.I.P.
and
let him cook.
Several people were like, "I didn't know you just had a goatee at one point." And I was "Oh yeah, this is the new me. I quit shaving altogether, not just quit shaving that area."
That's different. He told so when I brought it up. He told me that he started shaving it because people treated him differently. He said they took him way more seriously. He felt more confident that women liked it.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Oh, women like. So, oh I mean, no. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So he's basically optimized himself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called self-improvement, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, is it?
That's to be bald.
Well, I mean, kind of. Like, why would, okay, a great example. I know someone who works from home. She gets up every day and goes and puts on makeup.
Thank you.
And why? I mean, she's not even on like video stuff. She's just sitting there like coding and doing all this mess.
It just gives you structure.
But it's clear she has a face under that makeup.
Okay, sure. Okay, have you mentioned this to any of your girlfriends or sisters?
Unfortunately.
Oh.
Well, I got some feedback.
Yeah. What the girls say?
One friend called him cosplay bald.
God dang, that's funny right there.
So I can't unsee that now.
Yeah.
Another said that, you know, he, I don't know. Another said something that really got into my head.
Oh,
and
here we go.
Speaking of heads.
Yeah, here's the.
She said, okay, she said, you didn't find out Mike has hair. You found out that Mike is making a daily decision to not have hair.
God, like, I feel like I hear James Lipton saying that. Like, a very, very dramatic way to put that.
But, I mean, she's not wrong.
It's kind of making it worse, though, sounds like.
He woke up and made a choice, and he has been every day.
Have you, you know, Greenville Braves had a player named Mike Kelly, which is so strange, back in the 90s. Have you told Mike Kelly any of this?
The oh, way I you forgot feel about that.
About his chrome dome?
No.
Don't good. No, don't tell him.
Yeah, I mean, well, I just don't know how to explain it without sounding crazy.
Are you attracted to him, or is that something?
No, she's dating a guy she thinks is ugly. Paige.
Yeah, God
well,
Almighty.
I mean, it kind of sounds like it.
No. No, no, I think he.
Try to explain it without it not sounding crazy, like. For us that don't see Mike, like, the way you're describing him, I think of, like, Lex Luthor, you know, yeah. Or, like, Jeff Bezos, some evil some bitch.
Oh, so you go, you go Hackman Luthor, not the, not Eisenberg Luthor.
No, yeah, no, I don't, that ain't my Lex Luthor.
Ain't my Lex.
No. Well, okay, so try to explain it without it sounding
crazy. Well, to me, it almost feels like a lie.
Like a lie.
Stop.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Well, I mean, women color, everybody yeah, colors hair. And
women shave.
Yes. Thank God.
Because
right.
Because I found out by accident. I mean, I just feel like that's something you tell somebody.
I don't know why you would tell somebody that, though.
Because it's real. It's relevant information.
Oh,
yeah. It's not like he's hiding anything from you or not disclosing.
Exactly. Like, why is it relevant?
Because if you're intentionally making yourself look completely different than your natural look, I just think the person you're dating should know.
Okay, you what know, is you, makeup then?
Yeah, right.
You treat it like he's lying about his identity, like his name's not really Mike or whatever, you know?
Right.
Well, not that bad.
Yeah, but it's kind of close, so you got to admit. Like, this is like, I don't know. I've never thought about that before.
Closer than everybody else wants to admit, yes.
Now, let me ask you this. Kelly, if that is your real name.
Kelly!
Look, she's giggling. I knew it. You ain't going to come on here and say his name and your name. You're probably a Greenville Braves fan. It's a throwback. Tomorrow we're going to talk to Steve about his girlfriend, Avery.
Yeah.
Ooh. If Mike caught wind of this and said, oh, gosh, I'm going to grow my hair back out tomorrow, what would happen then? You're not going to be attractive. Yeah.
I think I would find him more attractive.
Oh! Well,
there it is. You're a baldist. You don't like baldies.
You've seen pictures of him when he had hair and he looked hotter.
That's not what this is about.
That's exactly
what it is about then.
What it is. Who is you?
Listen, I liked him when I thought that he was naturally bald.
But now that you know that he has hair and...
Well, right.
Yeah, now you want the hair. You like the hair.
I want the hair, Mike.
There it is.
I've seen it.
You're fixing it.
I think once my husband decided that he was just going to shave it all off because it was going lighter on the top, I think he looks super hot.
Why not just get a Snapchat filter? They have one on there. I made Fatboy have a big black afro a couple weeks ago.
He did.
I almost got
canceled for it,
too. Take a picture of Mike and get the hair.
Can't I just ask him to see it once, like
grow it all out
once?
I don't think that's a bad ask.
Why don't you buy different wigs for him?
No, Paige, I gaze it up. It really does.
Yeah, I know it's Pride Month, but damn.
Like, well, you know, like
you do have a
grow
party,
it right? out. Give you that fantasy night. You know, your friend mentioned the cosplay bald. Do this. This would turn me on. Say, I want to pull it. As we're making love. Now I just have to pull on your ears, Mike, and I bet that hurts. Right? give it a one-night kind of thing.
You do have that bargaining
chip. Exactly. One date, one dinner, that's all I'm asking.
There you go.
Take a little test drive.
Exactly. A test drive of hair. God.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Maybe a little insane, but That's okay. What's the actual question here, though?
Oh, shaves his head every day.
I mean, am I overthinking this, or is it weird that he's been hiding hair guy from me this whole time?
Hair guy? That's what you call him now? It's not even Mike. It's
I mean,
hair
if
guy.
He has the potential to have, like, thick, beautiful hair.
God, this is wild.
That is wild.
What if, like, he... Hair guy isn't a different person, Kelly.
Well, we don't know that.
Wow. Okay, now you're weird.
Is he bald everywhere? You know what I'm saying?
Is he shaved down there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, that's a little... He looks like a big baby. A big grown baby.
Does he have eyebrows, Kelly?
Oh, my God. He looks like the alien.
He's probably got a ton of crack fuzz, too.
He left the brows.
So you're in the twinks, we found out today.
Wow.
All right, what we'll do, Kelly, is we'll have you... can you wait on hold for a second? And when I say a second, I mean like 5 minutes.
Hang on a second.
Hold on a second. All right.
Mike's in like the Gene Shout.
3 months, did she say? I wrote down 3 or 8.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I just don't think she's that attracted to him anymore.
What if she's hairier than he is?
Let's ask Paige. But Paige, don't answer yet, okay? And when I say you, I'm asking also... Now, we can't ask the guys this question. Mm. Although when she said that, you know, Fat Boy, you said, is that something he's supposed to tell you? If I went out with a girl who was bald, eventually the conversation would be, hey.
You would never go out with a girl who's bald.
hold on. Let me give out the phone numbers before we... That was a good, it was a good exit. Well, didn't give out the numbers. Yeah, I noticed. 1-800-774-0093. I mean, this is kind of bizarre if you ask me. Maybe a one-time thing. Like... Hey, I want to see you as a blonde, or I want to see you as a brunette kind of thing. But that's something you may would say to a woman. To say it to a man, that's... I'm not being sexist, but I've never heard that before.
Bring back some sack fuzz for me there, buddy.
And get some justice for hair guy. 1-800-774-0093.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Oh, nice.
I love that you love this song.
God,
a man who doesn't like music likes a song that I like.
I look at Charlie Crockett, I'm like, is that Benton Blunt? Because they look like they could be brothers.
Well, Charlie's good, though. He's got the eyes of...
Trinity River.
Such a dirty little river.
That don't matter none. Dirty little river finna give me a clean hello.
He's got an interesting, I don't want to call it an impediment, just an interesting tongue.
You know, does.
Just the way he sings kind of like, God, I say this, I love him, but he's kind of sounds like a little deaf when he sings. But I wouldn't say that to his face.
Was he related to the Crockett's? Not Sonny, but...
Of Cup fame?
David. Of Frontierism fame?
Jim Senior Andrew? I don't know. Davey? Yeah, I see what you're doing.
King of the Wild Frontier?
All right. Let me open this screen up. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Man, I suddenly have lost internet connection, but I don't care.
How do you not have internet?
Thinner. I don't know.
God.
It just says loading.
Did they ever replace your little connection box there? Your little junction box?
Oh, yeah.
They got to get their ass in here and do it again.
I dropped this thing yesterday, though.
God. Where'd you drop it, though? On the road?
No, on the floor at home.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
They
tell you to when you first get them, actually.
Oh, you're supposed to drop it?
Yeah, just to test them
out.
Well,
it wasn't working good, so I blew into the side of it. There was nothing there except, like, USB portals, but I still blew into them. And then I shook it real hard.
Like an old Nintendo?
Then I put it in a bag of rice, because it was wet, and...
Ooh, maybe you looked at it the right way.
Yeah. I turned it on, Paige.
Check your phone.
Doogie Little River.
Check my phone. Okay. Let me get through this.
You and the artificial intelligence.
You know what? You just pick a line, and I don't have that screen. So Paige says line 3. Rise Guys, who's this on line 3? Good morning.
Hey, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg. What's up?
Well, you know, I was listening to that woman talking about her boyfriend, you know, Mike, the whole hair guy thing.
Oh, the voluntary bald guy.
Yeah,
that's the one.
All right, what did you think about that, Trinity River?
Well, you know, first, I was laughing like everybody else, right?
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I almost didn't call because I didn't want to be the guy that, like, ruins the joke.
Ah, you didn't want to, but yet... Here you are, Greg.
Here you are.
We appreciate the sacrifice there, Gregory.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I was laughing too, but like the more that I listened, the more I started thinking about a buddy of mine.
Uh-oh. Getting turned on early, are you, Greg? Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
What about your
friend? So years ago, he started shaving his head.
Yeah. So is he going bald too or what happened?
No, he was not going bald. He had a great head of hair.
Oh, okay. All right.
Voluntarily bald again, I guess.
There we go. Voluntarily bald.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, and like, guys, I was one of the people making fun of him. Like, he had a really? Weird shaped head. Yeah. I my head's much more weird shaped, I think, if I shaved, but he still had a weird head.
I don't even want to guess your age. But
28,
what,
34.
I was 15. Thinking 34. 15. Can we guess, Greg?
Yeah, go ahead.
How old are you?
39.
Oh, 39? You sound 34, Greg. Greg,
I appreciate it.
How does a 39-year-old man make fun of his friend? Like, what do you call it? Like, you just say,
I mean, the same stuff that everybody's saying about Mike, you know?
Like, you know, yeah, such
what
as...
What were you saying, though? Like,
yeah, such well, as you know, like, why would you shave your head if you don't have to? You know, you got hair, like, you got beautiful hair. Why are you doing that? Like, the flowing locks, stuff like that. And,
see?
You know.
I don't want to say it again, because it is Pride Month, but that's it weird. Is. Like, if it's like, man, your hair is nice. Like,
I know. I thought it was weird, too.
It
okay,
is.
Well, I mean, damn, Greg.
It is.
Wow.
Well, you know, it like we would ask him about it, and he would just, you know, he would just shrug it off. Yeah. You know, he said he liked it.
Right. Like Stone Cold used to have long blonde hair, Paige. I told you that before, and you were like, there's no way. And I showed her a picture.
Stunning Steve.
My name is Stunning Steve, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It was kind of the same thing. Stone Cold has a gorgeous skull, though, you know. But, you know, Greg my friend didn't have that same kind of hair. Or that same kind of skull,
Stone
you know.
Cold
he was a little
heavy. So hard for saying he had a beautiful hair. You heard me. Just say it again.
Well,
he brushed it off. It was like, what?
Okay. He, you know, he was shrugging it off. He said he liked it. You know, we'd joke it, and he didn't care.
Oh, so what happened?
But then,
what happened?
So a couple of years ago, a couple of years later, after he started shaving, we found out he was diagnosed with cancer.
Wow! What did I write down, Paige?
Yeah, exactly, cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. We eventually found out that he'd been dealing with, like, the health concerns and the doctor's visits long before anybody knew about it.
Really?
Yeah.
So shaving his head wasn't random at all. He was just...
Not entirely.
What do you mean? Like, he was just... Prepared.
Well, so like, Trinity yeah, he told me later that he just wanted control over something.
I get that.
Huh? I guess. Well,
what do you
like? He knew he knew that there was a possibility that one day he would lose his hair. You know, with the chemo and everything, he knew that the tests were going on. He knew that the results weren't great, but he didn't want to like burden us with it.
God.
So he was like, yeah. No, he basically said, I'd rather choose it than have it happen.
God, that's heavy, man. Yeah.
There's that word again.
Should have shaved yours, too, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So
solidarity.
But so, okay, you're not saying that, like, the girl that just called. Remind me of her name again.
It was
Mike Kelly.
Dang it. Kelly.
Mike Kelly.
Kelly.
That's how I remember.
Kelly.
So you're not saying, like, hey, there's a chance dude might have, you know, the C word, you know.
No, I'm not saying that.
You know, it's
I'm not saying that at
we
all.
We don't want to scare her.
Yeah, it's an important distinction there.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
It might be just...
Well, all I'm saying is that everybody keeps assuming that Mike owes an explanation for why he shaves his head.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
fair.
You know, and maybe he doesn't.
I don't know why anybody thinks anyone like owes
Paige,
anybody.
Now, again, owe anybody
I say,
anything
if Paige came in here tomorrow, shaved head completely,
Bald Eagle
First
Jones.
All, I mean, Dan from Columbia would have so many songs ready to go. It'd be ridiculous. People would be texting in about Peach being Blad now because they can't spell. it would be something. But again, I would say, hey, are you okay? Like when I lost a bunch of weight, I had a cousin who pulled me to the side in public. I don't know why I needed to say in public. How else would he pull me aside? He pulled me to the side and says, hey, me and Mama was talking. Are you okay? I was like, what do you mean? Well, you've lost a bunch of weight. Well, God bless. I'm about to be 50. I want to get my ass in gear and live as long as I can. Right, Greg? Is that where we're at? I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's exactly.
People don't always.
I think Paige.
I've seen models that are bald.
You got
Mint
Mobile.
That are beautiful. But
bald models.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Some women can pull it off. Mark Hendricks pulls it off. I mean, our boss, you know, he had. Well, I've never met him with full head of hair. He had the side thing, you know, the whatever it's called.
God, how does he cut his hair?
Well, now he doesn't. I mean, it's always shiny. Like I've never asked him. I only talk to my friends if they have facial hair about their daily routine.
If you're bald.
But I don't know if he razor does it or not. Did we lose freaking Greg?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Well, your phone was all marbled up there for a little bit.
No, Greg.
Yeah. Okay.
No, the point is that people don't have to tell you the reason behind something, you know? Like, you don't have to tell anybody, like, if it's confidence or insecurity or whatever.
I mean, not 3 months into dating each other, like, not that early.
A bunch of people are texting in that maybe, hold on, scroll back. Maybe dude's dad or granddad lost hair early and he wants to just go ahead and get it out of the way. That I can understand. That would kind of make sense. But you got to shave it the one time and make sure you don't have the dent or the impression or whatever.
You just, oh, man, yeah. I know. I totally agree with that.
Look like you rolled around with Nick Hogan.
And I've never...
He's ripped up now. You see him?
No, I was talking about his friend.
I've never told any man that I was dating, you know, that he needs to do something different than the way he looks. Because that's just rude.
Because I couldn't hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a death?
Right.
Greg, listen. Appreciate you calling, sir. You were a delightful participant in today's
Greg,
show.
Greg, quit making fun of your buddy.
Yeah.
He's got cancer. I'm not. Yeah. Everybody should stop.
That's right. People are texting in now about Bald Mike. Some people are texting in Blad Mike. I think they're doing it on
Blad
purpose
Mike.
Now. Really
Blad
is. Mike. All right, Greg, good call, man. We appreciate you.
G.
All right, appreciate you all.
Yes,
bye.
Sir.
You know,
bye.
And now
appreciate
it makes
you
more. Me think I want to ask.
They love you.
Like, you know, The Rock and all these people, if they're voluntarily bald.
Yeah, well, that's
feet,
the thing,
you know?
Too. He got, is that in, somebody texted that in yesterday when I mentioned that Cena had implants and MJF, you know, talking about wrestlers.
Yeah, Jim Jeffries.
Didn't The Rock get implants? I know he had his boobs done. I do remember that. The summer of him wearing T-shirts because he had.
He got it, he got it years ago before it was a thing.
Those are implants, not connects.
No, well, he had what you've called on the radio page.
Oh yeah, boobies.
Bitch tees.
Oh no, dude.
And
that's from steroids.
You can say dude boobs.
So he wore a T-shirt for a summer, but I swear that he got hair implants done too. But now he's obviously bald. The final bald. That's his name now.
Bald.
All right.
You might have.
Yeah. I tell you what, if I had a dollar every time, what's the number to call on the number that they text? But again, not everyone knows. The number is 1-800-774-0093. Wait a minute, Matt. That's the number I text you on. Same one. Open
1-800.
Open that screen. Here, I'm going to give you a walkthrough. The number you just texted on, get your phone back out.
Yep.
Go to that thing. Click up at the top where it says the phone number. Hit open, and it's going to have a little phone thing. Although phones don't look like that no more. They ought to just have a little like his little cell phone, you know, like a little slash here. But they don't do that. They put the old school phone. Kids have no clue what that means. But you hit that, and it will call us just like that. 1-800-774-DAMN-0093. Good morning, everyone.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Some quick apologies real quick. For those of you that were on hold and then suddenly got dropped off hold, that was me. That was me. So many people were calling.
You bastard.
Fat Boy was trying to answer them, and I have access to click on a phone number and then hit hold.
Technology is not your friend.
And I did that. I put them on hold, but then I hit another button that dropped them all.
Like, I don't know. You don't have a phone, so I don't know why you got the software.
I was doing it to try to help you.
Oh, my God.
You want to help me, pull your pants down and...
What?
Stand there.
Embarrass you? Is that what you want?
Look, your butt crack's bigger than mine. I agree.
Guys, it's elongated.
We'll get it together.
Now you're bullying me the way that last guy did.
You're crack shaming.
I'm a crackist. God, look at that guy on TV. I feel like I can smell him right now. Alki, nice shirt.
God, that's the guy you don't want to have to get an infusion from.
I don't know if I want that blood. Put that blood back.
Okay.
Let's
read Fat Boy's comments on these calls. I do have that screen up. Line one, for instance, it's Tino maybe. Tito, ? Pressure washing guy / comment on last call. Good morning, Tino Tito, pressure washer.
I'm calling to talk to you about your car's extended warranty. Hey, man. So the question is, I know you guys kind of kicked the wig idea, and I'm just confused. She said she just wanted to go out on one date where he had long hair. Is he supposed to, like, Mr. Potato Head that, or, like, how does that work?
Like, he's going to have to wear something, or she's going to have to wait for him to grow it back out.
Yeah, like, you think if he eats enough Play-Doh and strains hard enough, it'll just come out of the top of his head?
That's true. Like, true. I've never, like, had... I had the Summer of Grateful Dead hair where it got a little long, and then 2 or 3 years ago, it kind of got curled up on the sides a little bit, but... Tino Tito, which one is it, by the way? Is it Tino? You sound like
it is one of those. Fat Boy didn't hear me. It's Tim.
It's Tim, you dip ass.
Tim, not Tito.
Timo, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
How long would it take, if you shaved your head today, how long would it take you to grow hair out long enough for your wife or girlfriend or whatever you're into to pull it? How long?
Ooh.
I mean, probably like 2 months, 3 months.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got super thick hair. Grows fast. I get a haircut every month.
You lucky dog.
Ooh, that's hot.
I have baby hair, man.
You didn't let me elaborate and tell you that I have a receding hairline also.
Oh.
That's even better.
Tino!
Well.
Sound like a Tino.
It says, what will you do when it, like, you know, it starts touching the back of your neck? Will you?
Oh, man. So I'm just going to jump on board like my dad. My dad was bald. Yeah. Just because, you know, it started leaving.
What about your
brother-in-law who, like, he's what do you guys call it? Voluntarily bald. How was that? What was
I loved it. That guy called it, or she called it voluntarily bald. Or Fat Boy, was that you?
I think Kelly did it for Kelly.
Yeah, voluntarily bald.
My brother-in-law, he's one of those guys, like, he chooses to shave his head. I'm not here for it. Like, I don't know. It's a lot of work to be bald, I feel like.
Yeah, really, I mean, it kind of is. I mean,
you got to make your hair shine.
But yeah, people say, "Wow, man, I wish I had a beard. I didn't. I have a job. I have to shave every damn day." And they're looking like this. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into this, guy.
It
really is.
There's a lot of work done.
No flavor saver.
Proper grooming.
All right.
I just really need confirmation. Like, how does she expect him to have hair overnight if he can't wear a wig or like a toupee, if you will?
That ain't
a bad idea. You should wear wigs first and see what she likes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Timo, you call anytime you
want.
Timo.
Okay?
Timo.
All right.
Timo.
Hey, appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Timo.
You know his name was Tim, by the way.
You said his name was Tim Dippess.
No, I did. I called you a Dippess.
Oh, look at that. HR, if you ever showed up, I'd file a complaint.
She'll be here today? Oh, damn it.
Come on.
Well,
let's go to, I'm assuming
you want to bet money on it?
Is this going to be a monkey on line two, or is this a woman named Ape?
Wow.
Short for April.
Wow.
Or
we can't judge.
Her name's probably like Ava or something. Amy, what's your name?
April.
April.
Hey.
Okay.
What's up, Ape?
What's up? What's up with you?
I sure ain't no Ape.
I heard that.
Yeah, you tell them.
You probably get called that a lot because April.
I hate to put a damper on things, but this has nothing to do with hair or baldness or anything like that.
No, it's open phones. Whatever you want to talk about, April.
This is something that happened to me a few years back, and I do Uber Eats.
Thank you.
I don't pick up people. I just pick up food, prescription, and alcohol and deliver it.
Nice.
Ubers.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going down the road after I got done doing my Ubers late at night, and it was raining.
Yeah.
And there was a car on the side of the road, and there was a lady with an umbrella with a hood up.
Oh.
And I'm not particular on picking up strangers, but, you know, I carry a gun, and I look like I could take her if I had to.
Who's a celebrity you resemble, April? Someone we could all picture right now in our heads. I don't. When you say a woman that could take her, I don't know what that means.
Like Tyne Daly, or
when I had real, real short hair, people call me Mary Lou Retton.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So a little short.
But I have long hair now.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like Reba now.
Oh, okay, but kind of not much up top because you know. Gymnast.
No, I got more than a handful. That's all that matters.
There you go.
Nice.
That's just a nice way I just April. Asked that. Yeah.
Just need something to aim for.
All right. So the lady's there distressed. I'm imagining you pulled over and helped, huh?
I did. I pulled over and asked her, did she need help? And she said she needed a ride up the road a couple of miles. Would I take her?
And
so I did.
Yes.
She got in the car, and she put her umbrella down in the floorboard and her little black bag in the floorboard. Yeah. Her little black bag just didn't, you know, jive with me. It didn't look right.
Yeah.
So I asked her. I asked her politely now. I said, would you mind telling me what's in the bag? Mm. And she said it was none of my business.
Oh, that's when she gets out.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, smacked her right in the mouth.
Even you...
Is it like a doctor's bag? Is that what you're describing? Like a doctor's bag, old school, like black?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but more flimsy. Not as
okay. Right.
So I shrugged that off, you know, trying to be polite, and we're talking, and finally I said, okay, listen, I'm sorry, but I am helping you out. I think I have a right to know what's in that bag.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's your car.
Yes, damn right. And she told me none of my damn business.
Whoa.
Oh, that's where I drew the line.
Did you reach for your Glock?
Pistol whipper.
Actually, I pulled over and told her to get the hell out.
Oh, you never found out what was in the bag?
Well, I'm not done. When she got out, I hit the gas so the door would slam shut behind her.
Yeah.
I'm whacked out. I'm pissed. I get home. I get up to go to work next morning, and that bag was still in my car.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, did you get whacked out again?
Oh, God. What was in the bag, April?
None of your damn business.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah, dang it.
Oh, my God.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.